From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. EarthDay.org is formally launching its Regenerative Agriculture Program. The campaign works to educate and raise awareness of regenerative agriculture and its positive impact on the environment, public health, and food justice. Regenerative agriculture counters climate change and promotes food security by restoring soil, organic matter, and biodiversity, as well as reducing atmospheric carbon. To learn more, go to EarthDay.org. U.S. lawmakers and state ag officials are voicing their support for U.S. blueberry growers ahead of today's vote by the International Trade Commission to determine whether the domestic blueberry industry has been or is threatened with serious injury by the influx of blueberry imports. The Packer.com reports that support cited by the American Blueberry Growers Alliance includes Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. National Farmers Union data shows growers' operating returns fell 32.4% between 2015 and 2019 because of rising imports. New research affirms a unique peptide found in an Australian plant can destroy HLB or citrus greening, the number one killer of citrus trees worldwide. Citrus greening has wiped out citrus orchards across the globe, causing billions in annual production losses. The research from UC Riverside shows a naturally occurring peptide found in the Australian finger lime not only kills the bacteria that causes HLB, it also activates the plant's own immune system to inhibit new infection. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.